We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the Tar Heel Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, this is Roy Williams Live, brought to you by your Carolina Ford dealers. When you go all out, drive an SUV that's all in. See your Carolina Ford dealer today. Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents of North Carolina. Distracted driving is a serious problem. Don't text and drive. And by Wells Fargo, proud supporter of Carolina athletics. Wells Fargo, established 1852, reestablished 2018. Live from top of the hill, this is Roy Williams Live. Here is your host, the voice of the Tar Heels, Jones Angel.
Welcome inside an absolutely jam-packed Top of the Hill restaurant downtown Chapel Hill, and the latest edition of Roy Williams Live coming your way on a Monday, February the 18th, and we'll be talking Tar Heels with the head coach of the Heels for the next hour. Looking forward to doing that and hope you can join the conversation. 866-TAR-HEEL is the phone number. 866-827-4335. Casey is back in the studio. Casey will answer that phone. He'll get your question down. Send us here at the restaurant. You can also shoot us a tweet. Write to me, at Jones Angel. You know that Angel has two L's at the end by now. We'll take questions there as well. We have a bunch of questions built up for Coach. Plus, we have three, four questions from here in the restaurant as well already. So we have a lot to do with the head coach of the Tar Heels. Looking forward to it. Of course, we're going to look back at that Wake Forest game. Look ahead to the matchup with Duke coming up on Wednesday night. So lots to do here with the head coach of the Heels. Coach, let's start with this past weekend. Just the one game since our last show, and that was a 95-57 win over Wake Forest, a game where the Tar Heels jumped out to an early lead, a big lead, 18-0, and just never really looked back the entire afternoon.
Well, it was a good day for us, and needless to say, it wasn't a very good day for Danny's club, but got off to a great start and kept making shots, and they still gave us something to yell about, but at the same time, it was a really good effort. Cam was sensational, and what we did early, 18-0, and then they scored, and we all jumped up and yelled at Cam because he's the one who screwed it up, because if he doesn't go jam down on the post, they don't even get that shot. So it was good for us. We had some silly turnovers. Luke turned it over, and really not in a very intelligent way, and he's a much smarter player than that. And we tried to get rid of that, but we didn't have a tremendous rebound margin, but yep, we made a lot of our shots, so it's hard to get offensive rebounds when the ball is going in the basket. And but other than that, I would just say the turnovers are the only negative, and felt good about it. But how many times have you heard me say, if the ball goes in the basket, everything looks a lot better? But it was a good win. I'm glad you folks enjoyed having Sean and Kendall last week. I know they did a great job for you, and you had more fun with them than you would have me, I'm sure. But I was watching a high school game, and I did get some barbecue down the road a little bit too, but was watching a high school game. And then was back out Wednesday night seeing somebody else. So it's move around time this time of year, but that was a good win for us Saturday.
Coach, I actually did want to mention last week with Sean and Kendall here, they were both so impressive, and you have talked previously about how they're some of the smarter players that you've had on your team. How important is it to you to have those guys, former players, involved in what you're doing?
Well, you know, it's when I was at Kansas, I hired the first time when I got there, I hired a completely new staff. Jerry Green had been my most loyal friend in the whole wide world. I'd met Kevin Stallings and liked him and wanted him to come with us. And Jerry ran into Steve Robinson. I never met him. I interviewed him, and it was really got a great feeling from him the very first time. And then Turds told me my feelings with North Carolina, the way he felt about Kansas, and I liked that. So that was a wonderful staff. I mean, I had Jerry Green, Steve Robinson, Kevin Stallings, Mark Turgeon, and it was great. And later on, ended up with Matt Daugherty, Joe Holiday, and Joe stayed with me for over 20 years. Steve's been with me for 24. But the hirings that we've had recently, when we lost Jared, when we lost CB, when Joe retired, have all been no former players, people that were played for us, been around us, or somebody like Brad Frederick I'd known since he was a sixth grader. And I've made the decision, I don't think, and this is a strong think, I don't think I'll ever hire anybody else that didn't play for me, because those guys know how the players are feeling. They know what it feels like for me to chew their rear ends out. They know what it feels like to do the extra running. They know what it feels like to try to get some confidence from me. And I think it's extremely important to us. And so many times I'll say, if you were playing, what would you think right now? What would you be thinking? And I think that information is invaluable, and they're really, really good too.
Coach, I wanted to go back to just a couple things about Saturday. You mentioned Cam, 10 of 13 from the field, 7 of 10 from three-point range, just terrific shooting from him. And with the rare exception, there have been a couple games, but for the most part, he has really had a terrific offensive year for your team.
He really has. He's been very consistent. Take away a couple of games, I think it's only two games, but take away those, his shooting has been phenomenal. And we need him to do that, you know, 12, 15 times more this year kind of thing. But he's really done a good job. He's won the defensive player of the award of the game at least once, maybe twice. He's rebounded the ball for us. He's really had a good year. But Saturday when I found out he had 7 threes and the school record was 8, I called 2 straight plays for him to see if he could get that. He screwed it up, so I said, I've done my part. You know,
You've had enough chances.
Yeah, I took him out then, let him rest after that. But he's had, so far, he's really having a great year.
6 different guys hold that record, by the way, with 8 made three-pointers. Hubert Davis is one of those 6 that has 8 made three-pointers.
Maybe that's why Hubert said, why don't you just go ahead and take him out?
Yeah, that's right. He's had enough, Coach.
And maybe that's why. I'll ask Hubert about it tomorrow.
You had a pretty sizable lead, a large majority of that game. What becomes important for you? Do you look at things differently when you have such a big lead in a game like that?
Well, first of all, I never think any lead's safe. I want a big lead, you know, that kind of thing. I'm not against having a lot more points than the other team. And so for me, I do try to play a little game. And one time I said, what's the score? Because I didn't know. I don't look at that all the time. I knew we were playing really, really well. But when it gets down there late, I do see that. And so I want to give the second line guys quite a bit of time and get some time that, because they're going to be in the game in important times. And, you know, when Nasir went down and didn't have him, we were already down Leakey and Sterling. So it was a little bit of mambo jambo thrown together out there. But then the last 4 or 5 minutes, seeing what score is, I do want to get those last guys in there because they work really hard as well. But I also don't want to give up some quality time for an Andrew Playtech or a Brandon Robinson because they really are going to be important to us in big games.
Coach, you mentioned Nasir did not play in the second half after playing well in the first half. Kind of just an odd situation. What happened with Nasir?
Well, you know, he had the ankle sprain in the Virginia game, and so we were worried about that. The 2 days before, I didn't know if he'd play, but the day before he felt so much better and was an animal on the backboards in practice the day before. And then he gets out there, and he did a couple of nice things, but he drove in one time when there was no opening there and ended up getting a charge. But he got hit right in the sternum and with an elbow or a shoulder, I forget what it was at that point, and he had trouble getting rid of the pain. And so we were already concerned about his ankle anyway, and I said, let's just let it go and let him rest. But he was in quite a bit of pain from halftime on, and but thankfully yesterday it was a little better, and today it was a lot better, so I think he'll be fine.
Great. After the game on Saturday, Coach, then you headed down to Charlotte. How was that experience for some of the All-Star festivities for the NBA?
It's a wild thing, I'm telling you. There's a lot of people, a lot of security, the whole bit. But I did. I wanted to go down and watch Danny participate in the three-point contest. He missed his last two shots. Yep. If he'd have made either one of them, that would have put him in the finals, because they were I think we had 10 shooters, and they were taking three guys in the finals. And if he had made either one of them, he would have been one of the three. But I did have a chance to visit with Danny for 10 minutes or so, and somebody told me today that Adam Silver, one of the things that he put out was a picture of me and Danny straight from the NBA office. So I know there was a girl there snapping pictures. So many, I thought, my good gracious, girl, I'm not going to change, except that you keep snapping, I'm going to be older by the time you stop. But had a great visit with Danny. Reggie Bullock was there, came and said, and we had a good visit with Reggie, and just enjoyed the skills contest. I'd never been there to watch that. I'd never watched it on TV. The three-point contest was a thrill, and those guys can really shoot. You want to see guys who could shoot? Watch those guys, because you know what they do? They make the suckers.
Yeah.
They're makers is what they are. And Joe Harris, we had a great career at Virginia and had some big games against us. I was happy for him. And so then the dunk contest, and we watched the first round. I said, I'm out. I've seen enough of the dunks. They're not going to do anything anymore. It surprises me. And there were several years where everything they did surprised me. And then it got sort of, well, no, as it was going on, Jamie Foxx came up. Mm. His father was a coach.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and he asked to have a picture made with me. And gracious, I said, what are you talking about, pal? So we did. We had some fun going out. I saw Ray Allen, had a chance to visit with him. But then we're going to stay at Scott's house. He's out of town. The boys had today off at school. We get to Scott's house, and he's got no electricity. I really believe he did that intentually. He just didn't
cut it off for the weekend.
Yeah, he didn't want us to run up his electric bill, but no power. So we found us a hotel room, and it was a good day.
A great adventure this weekend.
Yeah, and then went up to the mountains. Wanda's dad, granddaddy, tomorrow will be 95, and so we had a birthday party for him last night, and it was a good deal. And before he blew the last candle, or the candles out, they only had two of them there, but before he blew those out, he said, you know what would be nice? Why don't we do this again next year? But it was a neat time for family, and then I drove back down here today.
All right, so we got a lot to do with Coach here over the next 50, 45 minutes or so. We're going to talk a lot of basketball. What I thought we'd do, we've received a bunch of questions about the upcoming game with Duke. So we're going to focus on that next, then take another break, and then we'll start getting to some more of your general questions for Coach about different things around Carolina basketball. But we'll go ahead and look at this game against the Blue Devils coming up in the next segment. You can get your questions in. 866-TAR-HEEL, 866-827-4335, or you can send a tweet to me, at Jones Angel, Angel with two L's at the end. We're going to have a great time tonight. Top of the Hill Restaurant and Roy Williams live from Learfield, IMG College.
Every day in the U.S., more than 9 people are killed and 1,000 injured in crashes involving a distracted driver. You can't control other motorists, but you can control how you operate your vehicle. Avoid distractions while driving, like texting, eating, and changing the radio or navigation system. You can't drive safely unless driving has your full attention. Any non-driving activity you engage in increases your risk of crashing. Brought to you by Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents of North Carolina. Learn more at TrustedChoice.com.
Babe, put your phone down.
Can't. I'm customizing a Nissan Rogue in our team colors for our chance to win it.
But real fans watch everything.
Okay, real fan. Who's winning?
I don't know.
Yeah, I'll take the Rogue.
Enter the Nissan Own the Paint sweepstakes today at NissanUSA.com/Rogue sweepstakes.
Get to Nissan, proud partner of Carolina Athletics.
No purchase necessary. To enter and for official rules, visit NissanUSA.com/Rogue sweepstakes. Ends 3/31/19. Open to residents of the U.S. or D.C. except Alaska, 18 and older. Void where prohibited.
There are 10 million people in North Carolina, meaning UNC Healthcare has 10 million reasons to push boundaries. That's why we're putting healthcare right at your fingertips, offering 24/7 virtual appointments, developing hundreds of breakthrough clinical trials, and why we have experts for anything that comes your way. We have 10 million reasons to never stop. You, UNC Healthcare, North Carolina's health system. Find a doctor at 10millionreasons.org.
Cruisers Convenience Marketplace wants to give you 2 tickets and a VIP experience to the Carolina Duke game at the Smith Center on March 9th. One lucky winner will receive 2 tickets to the game, a pregame reception, photos on the court, and more. To enter, simply text HEELS to 34-34-34 between now and February 28th. Details and more ways to enter at cruisers.net/Smith Center. Cruisers, good to go.
My name is Sammy Culbertson. I'm the owner of the Chick-fil-A inside University Place in Chapel Hill, formerly known as University Mall. Our team would love to invite you and your family to come try our new addictive frosted coffee or frosted lemonade, which is a smooth blend of our signature ice cream and our fresh squeezed lemonade. They are delicious. So come see us just off 15501 on Estes Drive, only 2 miles from UNC. Our Chick-fil-A restaurant is a proud sponsor of the Tar Heels.
Back at Top of the Hill Restaurant and the Monday, February 18th edition of Roy Williams Live. He, of course, is the Hall of Fame head coach of the Tar Heels. My name's Jones Angel. Thanks so much for being here with us. Couple of just statistical notes that I wanted to mention coming off that game against Wake Forest. It is the third time this year that Carolina has a road conference win that they've won by 20 or more points. That's the first time ever in Carolina basketball history that they've done that. Three ACC road wins by 20 or more points. This is the 65th season of ACC basketball. Carolina is now guaranteed of having a winning record. That means they have done that in now 59 of the 65 seasons that the ACC has been around. Wow, they've had a record of better than 500 in conference play. It was the 10th ACC win overall, 43rd time the Heels have done that, most in the ACC, 14th time in Coach Williams' 16 years, and the 20th win for the Tar Heels as a team. Of course, they hope for a lot more, but 20 wins, 61st time overall, including the 15th straight year under Coach Williams that they have at least 20 wins. And Coach, by the way, has done that now 29 times in his 31 years, just his first year at Kansas, first year at Carolina, where they had 19 in each one of those seasons. And one individual note, Luke May now has more than 800 rebounds for his career. He is the 21st Tar Heel to reach that 800 rebound mark, and think he's achieved a lot of those in the last two seasons. So congratulations to Luke.
If you had talked a lot more, I'd have got this salad.
I know. I was trying to get the dressing on there. Coach, we received a bunch of questions about Duke, so I thought we'd go ahead and just get Duke stuff out of the way first. Obviously, a very talented team. Duke runs out four freshmen who are as talented as anybody in the country. Big challenge in that regard. Zion Williamson, R.J. Barrett, Cam Reddish, Trey Jones, all extraordinarily good young players.
Well, I made the statement today at the ACC conference call that in a lot of ways it's the most gifted Duke team I've ever coached against. And one guy sort of took exception, which didn't bother me any. But you think about it right now, they're talking in the draft about all the pre-draft stuff. They got three of the top five picks is what people are saying, and none of them are experts. They'll wait and see that, let the NBA do that. But the good thing to me, and I don't want to overplay that much of it like that, but they've really stood up to all this publicity. I mean, they've played their tails off, regardless what everybody says about next year or what's going to happen or anything. Those kids have played their tails off. Zion is a different bird. There's no doubt in my mind that he's been able to do things at that position, that size, physically, that I've never seen done before. And Wicked Wanda's been to a lot of games with me, and a couple of years ago I took her to a game to see Zion play. And we left the gym and got in the car. In the first two or three minutes, she didn't say anything. And I said, well, what do you think? She says, you know how many games I've seen with you over the years? And I said, yes, a lot. She said, never seen anything quite like that. But it is. I mean, he's a unique individual, great kid, family. We enjoyed him. We tried to recruit him really, really hard. But they have stood up to everybody's expectations. They've played well on the court, and so you got to admire that part of it.
They seem to be a very good offensive rebounding team, something I know you value a ton with your teams as well.
Well, they are. They're one of the top 10 or 15 teams in the country. They're the number one team in the country in block shots, so they're doing it on the defensive end. They're creating turnovers. They score at a high rate. They take the ball away from you. They block your shots. So it's a big-time challenge, and they've, with the exception of Syracuse in their place and Gonzaga early in the year, everybody that has tried to play at a higher level hasn't been successful. Now, Gonzaga and Syracuse were successful, and Duke perhaps may have helped them by not playing quite as well at those times, but it's been a challenge for everybody that they've played to step up and play as hard as Duke plays, as well as Duke plays, and that'll be the challenge for our guys.
A couple of questions, Coach Stephen Rich, who, of course, joined us right over here to our left. Wanted to know the freshmen that you have that are going to play big roles in this game, how do you try to, or do you try to tell them a little bit about the intensity of the rivalry, the history, the big plays, just the emotion that goes into this game?
I really don't do a lot of it because everybody else does, you know, so I don't have to do anything. Everybody, you know, somebody sees you, and some of you guys may say the same thing. You see me or one of the players in June. Hey, coach, great job last year. Just beat Duke sometime. You know, just beat Duke for us, or just do this. I get tired of it, to be honest with you. But they understand what it is. They understand the significance of the game. It'll be the most highly rated game for the TV numbers in the season this year. And they'll get information from the older guys who have been through it before. And at practice today, I just told them it's a big challenge. You know, we didn't ever talk about let's try to be average. We talked about let's try to be a really good team. I'm always talking about trying to play the perfect game. We never do it, but that's still my goal every single game we play. But I don't say too much about it. Again, the press, everybody makes a big deal of it. Our kids understand it's going to be a hostile environment. They understand it's going to be a very, very good team that we're playing, and we need to show up.
Lucy in Chapel Hill called in about a question about Cameron Indoor, which I kind of want to spin to this point. It is a terrific road environment. You guys have had more success there than other teams tend to do. What has allowed you to go over there and have some more success than other squads?
Really good guys on my team.
That helps, right?
It really does. Well, you know, I've said all along, we try to get people prepared to be able to play in different environments and playing on the road. And when Duke and North Carolina play, whether it's at Duke or whether it's in Chapel Hill or Brooklyn or wherever it is, it's going to be a big-time game. And, you know, the goal's still 10 feet high. The court's the same. And I've never lost because of arena. I've never won because of arena. It's usually those guys in the short pants who are there. In fact, getting shorter again. But those guys in the short pants usually have to play on game night.
So Carolina Duke, it's a 9 o'clock tip on Wednesday. Radio-wise, we'll be on the air at 8 p.m. for that one. Tar Heels Blue Devils coming up. All right, we're going to take a break, come back. We're going to get some more general questions for Coach. Then, I mean, you can't ask a Duke-related question with the game coming up on Wednesday, but just wanted to cover some wide topics there because we have received a bunch of questions about the upcoming game. 866-TAR Heels, the phone number, 866-827-4335. Casey's in the studio. He'll take your call, get the question to us. You can also shoot me a tweet at Jones Angel, Angel with two L's at the end. We're going to start getting some more questions for the head coach of the Heels after this. It's Roy Williams live from Learfield, IMG College.
Elora Bridal from Reed's Jewelers. It's all about you. Elora Bridal offers unique collections with more than 300 styles, which are as unique as you are. Visit Reed's Jewelers to try on diamond rings from their timeless Couture, Blush, and Harmony collections. Or you can custom build your own ring from their design collection. Elora Bridal from Reed's Jewelers. It's your style and your choice. Reed's Jewelers, official partner of the Tar Heels.
Continental Tires Terrain Contact AT is the ideal all-terrain tire for CUV, SUV, and light trucks, and will get you to the game or anywhere else you need to go. Traction Plus technology gives you the durability to conquer dirt, gravel, and grass, while also providing a quiet, comfortable ride. This tire strikes the perfect balance between off-road traction and on-road manners. Visit ContinentalTire.com for more details. Continental Tire, a proud partner of Carolina Athletics.
The Learfield Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through thedirectorscup.com, USA Today, or at L Director's Cup on Twitter or Facebook. Learfield Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
There are 10 million people in North Carolina, meaning UNC Healthcare has 10 million reasons to push boundaries. That's why we're putting healthcare right at your fingertips, offering 24/7 virtual appointments, developing hundreds of breakthrough clinical trials, and why we have experts for anything that comes your way. We have 10 million reasons to never stop. You, UNC Healthcare, North Carolina's health system. Find a doctor at 10millionreasons.org.
When the lane's packed on the court, you go to the open player. When the lane's packed on the highway, you go to ProPilot Assist, the 2019 Nissan Rogue. Now with available Nissan Intelligent Mobility technologies like ProPilot Assist that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own. Nissan Rogue, for the win. Get to Nissan, proud partner of Carolina Athletics. ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
Back at Top of the Hill Restaurant, downtown Chapel Hill. Thanks for being here. It's Roy Williams live. My name's Jones Angel. The guy you want to hear from is the Hall of Fame head coach of the Tar Heels, Roy Williams. We'll get to Coach in just a moment. Quick update on the polls. New ones out today. Tar Heels stay at number 8 in the AP poll. They do slip one spot in the coaches poll to number 9. Number 1, Tennessee lost this past weekend, so Duke bumps up to number 1. Virginia at number 3. Florida State checks in at 16. Louisville is 18. Virginia Tech is ranked number 20 this week. Other non-conference opponents that the Tar Heels saw, Gonzaga is number 2. Gonzaga has not lost since the game in Chapel Hill in mid-December. Kentucky, another team playing very well right now, is rated number 4 in the country. And Michigan checks in at number 7. Wofford is receiving votes. If the poll extended some, Wofford would be ranked 27th in the nation right now. So Tar Heels saw them very fast, first game of the year, and the Terriers having a terrific campaign. There is one ACC game tonight. It is a big one, number 3 Virginia at number 20 Virginia Tech, and about 10 minutes in Blacksburg, that game all tied up at 13 apiece. Again, about 10 minutes in, so a low-scoring start to that one.
Virginia's pace.
Yeah, that's right. So probably playing the way Virginia would like. All right, we got some questions from here in the restaurant that we want to start with. This one comes from Lewis, our friend right here to the front right, coach from here in Chapel Hill. And you talked a little bit about this a moment ago. He said he saw some photos from this past weekend of Wanda with you viewing one of Tar Heel commitments play some basketball. I wanted to know if she goes with you a lot on trips like those, and does she give you good advice on players that you should or should not offer to be future Tar Heels?
Over 31 years as a head coach, she's gone to several games, and it depends. If she gets a better deal, she'll take that. You know, depending if anybody makes her a better deal. But so I usually try to bribe her. I told her we'd stop at Parker's and Greenville and get some barbecue the other night down there. But she's really seen a lot of games. It's been a I guess this summer, will that be 46 this summer? 46 years we've been married this summer, but on her anniversary, our anniversary, not just hers, it's both of us.
It's a shared date.
On our anniversary, one time she saw Tyler Hansbrough play 3 games. Another time on anniversary, I took her out to dinner along with 3 of my former players. We've done a lot of really romantic things during that July recruiting period. But she's seen a lot, and she understands what's going on. And she's like me. She watches their makeup, how they handle their teammates, how they handle the coach, and how they handle their teammates. Are they cheering for them? So it's not just seeing who shoots and who makes. So she's got an understanding of the game. It's pretty good.
Had a question that I can tackle because it's a statistical question. This one came from Janice. Where is Janice? There's Janice back there. Wanted to know if Luke May has more rebounds than Sean May does now in their careers, because said Luke is now over 800. And the answer is yes. Sean May had 771 rebounds in his career. Luke now at 806. The all-time leader in rebounds at Carolina is Tyler Hansbrough, who's also the all-time leading scorer. Of course, Tyler has more than 1,200 career rebounds in his Carolina career. Worth noting with Sean, of course, that Sean broke his foot very early in his freshman season, didn't play very much that year, and then played 2 full years under Coach Williams after that. So just keep that in mind when you're thinking about those pure numbers of who has more than whom. A lot of that has to do with how long they stuck around and they played. Luke, the next person on the list for Luke is Jason Capel. Jason had 807 rebounds, then Michael Corn at 815, Bobby Jones at 817. Like we said, Luke is at 806 right now. Coach Carson Horn is here. Where's Carson? He's over here somewhere over here on the right. Carson, Carson. There's Carson right there, a middle schooler from the area in Smithfield. And Carson, I don't know if you, well, if you're in middle school, you didn't drive, but somebody drove you here, so you're going to get a $25 gas gift card courtesy of Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Great tasting fountain drinks, high performance gasoline. You're good to go at Cruisers. Carson would like to know, what advice would you give an eighth grade basketball player who wants badly to come play at Carolina?
Be really good. Okay. You know, I tell young people all the time, and more parents than I do young people, but if you want to go as far as you possibly can go in the game of basketball, you got to be able to shoot the ball. Learning the proper technique, do it fundamentally sound. They'll go in more often. They'll stick with you at the pressure times and the whole bit. But when we get a guy in college, if he can't shoot, it's hard to change him.
Sure.
It's hard, like all the guys in here and girls, if you don't play golf and all of a sudden that somebody's trying to teach you how, you know, it's hard. Once you get to an advanced age, with the same thing with, you know, an 18-year-old is not going to be as easy to change his shot as it will an 11 or 12-year-old. So for me, the best advice anyway is learn to shoot the basketball. And 100 years ago, Hubie Brown at a clinic said a shooter is one who makes up for a multitude of sins. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of truth to that. And, you know, you watch our team play this year and you see a multitude of sins, and sometimes Cam shoots that ball in a hole and he says, okay, everything's all right. Handle that part of it. And then the other thing is the more athletic you can be, the more you can slide your feet. It really helps, because if you can slide your feet and stay in front of the basketball, your teammates don't have to come in and help you. Then all of a sudden your defense is a lot stronger. So learn to shoot it and have great feet, and then you got a chance.
Question from, we had Steven Rich ask a question earlier. This is from Sandra Rich. So we got the whole Rich family that asking questions today. She says she recently read an article about some of the stresses and pressures that college athletes face, and wanted to know, do you guys have anything set up to help your players deal with stresses or problems they may be having on or off the court?
Well, in reality, they may think they're having problems, but, you know, my gosh, you're a basketball player in North Carolina. You get fed more food than 27 horses in the world every week. You fly on private planes. You get a new pair of shoes every time you turn around. That's really stressful. Let me tell you, my gosh. No, but in a serious note there, and at a place at North Carolina, it really is a lot of stress. We try to recruit really good kids from good families. They care about what other people think and what other people say. If you've got a knucklehead that doesn't care about people, that's usually not the kind of guy that I want to coach. But on game nights, they just play. And with our guys right now, those guys care about what you folks think. They care about what you folks say. And that's hard because they're not perfect. They're 18, 19, 20, 21-year-olds. They're going to screw it up. And probably about in the same amount that you screwed it up when you were that age. And so for them, it's people think that they shouldn't do it. I mean, I've heard a guy say before, oh, I could make that shot. BS. There's not a person in here that can make a free throw with 21,750 people yelling at you. Lenny, it's a short freaking line. He's the only guy. There's not one person in here that's ever made a free throw with 21,000. And you won't. Okay, so, but it is. That's the kind of pressure that these kids face all the time. And so there are a lot of pressure and a lot of stress on the kid.
We're going to take a bunch more questions for Coach. We're going to do it after this break. The phone number, 866-TAR-HEEL, 866-827-4335. Shoot me a tweet, at Jones Angel. Angel has two L's at the end. We got some great questions still to come. Stick with us for the second half of Roy Williams Live from Learfield, IMG College.
What do customers think about Bojangles Cajun Filet Biscuit?
When I'm craving a chicken biscuit, I go to Bojangles. It's just a perfect combination.
The flavor of the Cajun Filet Biscuit is just like nothing else out there.
The ingredients are fresh. You can taste it. There's nothing like, come on, it's the Cajun Filet Biscuit. It's got that crisp on the outside, then you have that Cajun seasoning.
You can't get any better than this.
It's Bojangles. They know chicken.
For a limited time, get Bojangles Cajun Filet Biscuit combo with a fixin' and a drink for just $4.99. Bojangles, it's bow time.
UNC fans, when you're looking for a unique shopping and dining experience, make Crabtree Valley Mall your game day, any day, all day destination. Crabtree offers more than 200 unique shops like Michael Kors, Brooks Brothers, Oakley, J. Crew, Pandora, Altered State, and Allen Edmonds, plus restaurants such as the Cheesecake Factory, Fleming's Prime Steakhouse, and Seasons 52 Fresh Grill. For a complete lineup of our stores and restaurants, visit us at shopcrabtree.com. Crabtree Valley Mall, Glenwood Avenue, Raleigh.
Cruisers Convenience Marketplace wants to give you two tickets and a VIP experience to the Carolina Duke game at the Smith Center on March 9th. One lucky winner will receive two tickets to the game, a pregame reception, photos on the court, and more. To enter, simply text HEELS to 34-34-34 between now and February 28th. Details and more ways to enter at cruisers.net/Smith Center. Cruisers, good to go.
Babe, put your phone down.
Can't. I'm customizing a Nissan Rogue and our team colors for our chance to win it.
But real fans watch everything.
Okay, real fan. Who's winning?
I don't know.
Yeah, I'll take the Rogue.
Enter the Nissan Own the Paint Sweepstakes today at NissanUSA.com/Rogue Sweepstakes.
Get to Nissan, proud partner of Carolina Athletics.
No purchase necessary. To enter and for official rules, visit NissanUSA.com/Rogue Sweepstakes. Ends 3/31/19. Open to residents of the U.S. or D.C. except Alaska, 18 and older. Void where prohibited.
Hey, Harbon, have you tried Chick-fil-A's new frosted coffee?
Yeah, it's delicious.
It's great for study break or for a little pick-me-up during the day. Come try it at Chick-fil-A University Place.
Hold on. Isn't that where they have college night every Wednesday, 5 to 8 p.m.?
Yes, sir. Come buy a large fry and a large beverage.
And get a free original sandwich or an 8-count nugget for free.
Did you say free?
Yeah, I said it free.
Also, if you want a tailgate, we got you covered.
Swing by and order a large nugget tray today.
Don't forget your gallon of sweet tea.
Back at Top of the Hill Restaurant. Thanks so much for being with us tonight, no matter how you are listening out in Tar Heel Sports Network Radio Land. Maybe you're listening on the Go Heels app, Go Heels website, TuneIn app. Maybe you're watching on Facebook Live. Maybe you are one of the, we got well over 100 here tonight with us at Top of the Hill. So thanks so much for being here. Great crowd and great show so far. And we're going to make the back half just as good. Before we get back to Coach and some questions, wanted to get you updated on what happened around Carolina Athletics this weekend. Good weekend for the Tar Heels. Let's start with women's basketball. They picked up the win on Sunday against Virginia, 70-53, the game that they honored the 1994 national championship team. The women are now 16-11 overall, 7-6 in conference play. They only have three games left in the regular season. Next one is Thursday at home against Boston College. Then they host NC State on Sunday as well. Baseball, ranked number 5 in the nation, started its season with a three-game sweep of Xavier in Chapel Hill. 12-3, 8-3, and 14-3 were the three final scores. The 34 runs, the most scored in an opening weekend for the Heels since 2006. Next action comes tomorrow at 3 o'clock against North Carolina A&T. Women's tennis, ranked number 2 in the nation, 9-1 on the year. They're back in action in Chapel Hill tomorrow. They have two matches tomorrow against UNCG and Appalachian State. Their last match, they fell in a heartbreaker and a tiebreaker for the national championship for the indoors against Georgia. But another great run for the women, and they'll continue the outdoor season again. That is next or tomorrow, UNCG and Appalachian State. The men's tennis team, number 8 in the nation. They are 7-2 on of the year. They advance to the semifinals of that ITA Indoor National Team Tournament. Top Baylor and TCU before falling just short against Wake. Their next action is versus Duke in Chapel Hill, but that's a little while from now, Thursday, February 28th. Three more to go. Men's lacrosse, number 14 in the nation, now 3-0 on the year. They beat Harvard this past weekend. They'll host Johns Hopkins on Saturday. Women's lacrosse, number 2 in the country, 13-9 victory over High Point on Friday, then 21-3 against ECU on Sunday. Their next action on the road this weekend, Sunday at Maryland. And finally, softball, 5-3 on the year, went 3-1 in the ACC Big Ten Challenge, including two wins against a ranked Michigan team, also went 1-1 against Northwestern. In total, the softball team, 5 of their first 8 games have been against ranked opponents. They've won 3 and have a 1-run extra inning loss in that group as well. So a solid start for Donna Papa and her team. All right. A lot of sports this past weekend in addition to the Tar Heel basketball team playing well as well.
And success, too.
Yeah, a lot of success. All right, let's check on some questions we have received from throughout the show. Coach, I knew you would love this one, so I thought we should start the segment with Phyllis, who sent this one in and wanted to know, just how is it you stay looking so young year in and year out?
Who wrote this?
Phyllis.
Is Phyllis here?
Phyllis, no, this was got this one on social media.
I just wanted to thank her, but she needs to go have her eyes examined is the first thing I would say. I don't feel like I look very good. It's I'm tired right now, but you know what it is I do work out a lot. There's no question. So somebody told me the more you work out, the more you work your body, the better you're able to handle stress, you're better able to handle long days, short nights, and all those kind of things. So I work out a lot, Monday, Wednesday, Friday morning, for an hour in the weight room with Jonas. Wanda and Judy Seagroves go in there. Trevor Colvin goes in there with me. Tuesday and Thursday morning we do yoga for an hour, and it's just fantastic. I think 2011-12 season is the first year we did that with Sage Roundtree, and try to do that every time I'm in town. Five out of 7 days at least. I walk for 45 minutes to an hour at lunch every day. And I do try to stay active, but also what you got to do is you be around kids long, and they're going to drive you crazy, but they're going to make you have some good moments too. They'll keep you a little younger.
Coach, Jay from Lewisburg called in and wanted to know how you feel like your team has adjusted its style this year without maybe a true inside presence that you guys have had for so many years.
Well, it's just a little bit of a carryover from last year because it's the same team for our inside guys. Garrison's a little bit better scoring inside. His field goal percentage, he's taken more shots, made more shots. Luke can stretch you and take you out to the three-point line. But the biggest problem we've had with our size is not able to defend around the rim. It's been difficult for us to – we don't block a lot of shots. Tyler Zeller would block some shots, but he would also take a lot of charges. And for our team, I think that Kenny Williams has probably taken more charges than the rest of the team put together. Yeah. So we need some of our big guys to do a better job of that. And Garrison is working on it as well. But, you know, it's every day we go to work today. We went 2 hours and tried to get a lot better, and we'll continue to try to do that every day. But it is difficult. If you can't score inside and get the other team in foul trouble, and if you can't stop them from scoring inside and getting the second shot opportunities, it's difficult to win.
Coach Lauren sent this question in via Twitter. Wanted to know if you have a favorite memory or two as a student from your time as a student here in Chapel Hill at Carolina.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I'm way behind points-wise. Okay, so one of the greatest things, that's when Wanda and I got serious about each other halfway through our freshman year. So that was a great moment, okay?
I'm got to build it back up a little bit.
I'm trying to suck up all I can. Come on now. She was probably the one that it was tough on me the first part of my freshman year. If it hadn't been for her, I probably would have gone home. Mm. And because I'd gone from – it was a very small pond. It was in high school, but I – you know, I played basketball as a president of student body, had the lead role in a senior play. I mean, you know, I was a big fish in a little pond. I got down here, and I wasn't even a minnow. You know, come on, kind of thing. But then all of a sudden, October 15th hit, and she had kept me head above water the whole time. And then October 15th came about, and I tried out for the freshman team. And then the doors opened wide, and everything was just fantastic. Being a part of the North Carolina basketball program then at a different level was something that allowed me to do the things I wanted to do, and I had some opportunities to leave after my freshman year and go somewhere else and play at a smaller school. But for me, the big goal in my life was to be a college basketball, not a college basketball coach, but to be a basketball coach. And I felt like that path was going to be much better here. But we had some great friends. I worked basically an average of 24 hours a week every week I was in college after my playing on the freshman team. We won the Big Four freshman championship on Saturday, and I started working on Monday. But I had to do that to stay in school. But I loved it. I loved being here. It was extremely important for me to what Wanda shared with me and what we were able to do. But I can't pick any one single moment. I just loved everything about it after the tough start.
We're going to take a timeout, come back. We've got an email we want to get to from David in Concord. Alan in Springdale called in with a question. We're going to get to that as well and more with the head coach of the Tar Heels. It's Roy Williams live from Learfield, IMG College.
When the lane's packed on the court, you go to the open player. When the lane's packed on the highway, you go to ProPilot Assist, the 2019 Nissan Rogue. Now with available Nissan Intelligent Mobility Technologies like ProPilot Assist that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own. Nissan Rogue for the win. Get to Nissan, proud partner of Carolina Athletics. ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
Bridal from Reed's Jewelers. It's all about you. Elora Bridal offers unique collections with more than 300 styles, which are as unique as you are. Visit Reed's Jewelers to try on diamond rings from their timeless Couture, Blush, and Harmony collections. Or you can custom build your own ring from their design collection. Elora Bridal from Reed's Jewelers. It's your style and your choice. Reed's Jewelers, official partner of the Tar Heels.
There are 10 million people in North Carolina, meaning UNC Healthcare has 10 million reasons to push boundaries. That's why we're putting healthcare right at your fingertips, offering 24/7 virtual appointments, developing hundreds of breakthrough clinical trials, and why we have experts for anything that comes your way. We have 10 million reasons to never stop. You, UNC Healthcare, North Carolina's health system. Find a doctor at 10millionreasons.org.
Continental Tire's Terrain Contact AT is the ideal all-terrain tire for CUV, SUV, and light trucks, and will get you to the game or anywhere else you need to go. Traction Plus technology gives you the durability to conquer dirt, gravel, and grass, while also providing a quiet, comfortable ride. This tire strikes the perfect balance between off-road traction and on-road manners. Visit ContinentalTire.com for more details. Continental Tire, a proud partner of Carolina Athletics.
When you go all out, you want an SUV that's all in. That's why Ford engineered a powerful, innovative SUV lineup. Because when it comes to choosing your next SUV, loyalty isn't given, it's earned. That's why Ford is America's best-selling brand. For great offers on a powerful Ford Explorer, Adventurous Escape, or the all-new Ford EcoSport, visit buyfordnow.com or see your Carolina Ford dealer today. Best-selling brand claim based on 2017 calendar year sales.
Top of the Hill Restaurant, downtown Chapel Hill. Have a huge crowd here. You should have received a ticket at your table. It's for our Alumni Hall giveaway. And our giveaway item this week, our North Carolina Southern Tide hat right here. So find your ticket. Make sure you have it during the next commercial break. Coach will pull out a ticket, and we'll get a winner. If you don't win here with us, no big deal. You can just hop down the road, visit Alumni Hall, or shop online at alumnihall.com. It is on Franklin Street in the new Carolina Square. All right, Coach, a couple more questions to get to. Alan in Spindale sent this one in and wanted to know if you guys are still actively trying to sign recruits in the spring, and also with so many recruits kind of pushing their decision to later in the spring now, is that more of a challenge for you and your staff?
Well, there's no question we hope to sign a couple of guys in the spring, and it changes every year. Some years, you know, a huge majority of the guys, including almost all of them that we recruit, make a decision in the fall. And yet you'll have some years, like this year, there's several kids that we are still recruiting that make a decision in the spring. But it's we've had signed, if you look at the percentages, we've signed a tremendous number of kids in the fall and not very many in the spring. But like I say, it changes. You got to be able to go.
Coach Jonathan here in the restaurant with us sent this one in, wanted to know which thought for the day is one of your favorites, and do you have one that you use repeatedly during the year, or do you just use them once during the year?
Most of the ones I just use once. There's every now and then, depending on the situation and trying to get maybe a different point across, I may change something. But I have thousands. I mean, and I say thousands with an S. I mean, I've got a couple of drawers full of file cabinets full of thoughts for the day or motivational quotes or something like that. But I've got, you know, my favorite one is it's amazing how much can be accomplished when no one cares who gets the credit. And that's what we try to build with our team. It's something that I do strongly believe in. One of the championship teams, I guess it was 05, be led by your dreams, not pushed by your problems. Marvin Williams' favorite one was you can measure the speed of a thoroughbred with a watch, but it takes a race to measure the heart. Because, I mean, that means you got to compete, you know. But I can go on and on and on. There are a lot of them. What is it? I cannot control the wind, but I can adjust the sails. It's a little bit of try to control the things that you have some control over. So, again, I can keep throwing them out. But I do appreciate those kind of things. Coach Smith was a little deeper thinker than I was. He quoted Kierkegaard one time and said, I'll have to think about this one a little bit. I had it for a second there, but Well, I tell you, one of the guys that's wacko on all the time, you can act yourself into a new way of acting better than you can think yourself into a new way of thinking. That means get your butt out there and do something. Don't sit over there and say, yeah, I think tomorrow I'll practice shooting. Get your butt out there and do something. But I think there is things that depend on what day it is, what mood our team is in, what I think we need. And sometimes I even go look them up and try to find something special. But I like it.
Let me slide one more in for our next break. David in Concord wants to know how you make decisions on playing multiple point guards at the same time. He said something you've done many times before, including here at Carolina, just Joel Berry, Marcus Paige, Nate Britt. You did that at Kansas as well.
It really depends. You're not going to have a perfect mesh of a point guard, a great shooting guard, a big small forward who can shoot and drive and rebound, and a power forward who can do a little bit out on the floor and do some things inside, and a big ugly guy in the middle with one eye right in the middle of his head and smelly armpits. You don't have that all the time. You got to change a little bit. But we've played two point guards together, and in fact, my next to last year at Kansas, we started three point guards. It was the easiest team to coach I've ever coached. I mean, it was didn't worry about press. They were great defensive guys. They really set the table, and we made it all the way to the Final Four and really had a bad shooting second half. But that was an easy team to coach. And, we played in practice today. We had Kobe in seventh on the same team at sometimes during practice, and we've done that a couple of times, and we'll continue to do that.
Good questions, guys. Thank you. We're going to take a break. Come back. If you're here in the restaurant, get that ticket. We'll be giving away our alumni hall item here during this commercial break. It's Roy Williams live from Learfield, IMG College.
Babe, put your phone down.
Can't. I'm customizing a Nissan Rogue and our team colors for our chance to win it.
But real fans watch everything.
Okay, real fan. Who's winning?
I don't know.
Yeah, I'll take the Rogue.
Enter the Nissan Own the Paint sweepstakes today at NissanUSA.com/Rogue sweepstakes.
Get to Nissan, proud partner of Carolina Athletics.
No purchase necessary. To enter and for official rules, visit NissanUSA.com/Rogue sweepstakes. Ends 3/31/19. Open to residents of the U.S. or D.C. except Alaska, 18 and older. Void where prohibited.
There are 10 million people in North Carolina, meaning UNC Healthcare has 10 million reasons to push boundaries. That's why we're putting healthcare right at your fingertips, offering 24/7 virtual appointments, developing hundreds of breakthrough clinical trials, and why we have experts for anything that comes your way. We have 10 million reasons to never stop. You, UNC Healthcare, North Carolina's health system. Find a doctor at 10millionreasons.org.
The Learfield Directors' Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through thedirectorscup.com, USA Today, or at L Directors Cup on Twitter or Facebook. Learfield Directors' Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
This is Jones Angel, voice of the Tar Heels. As a parent, I know nothing is more important than the safety of our children. More than 22% of all teen-involved crashes last year in North Carolina were the result of distracted driving. Help protect our teenage drivers by ensuring they practice safe driving habits and avoid distracted driving. Always encourage your teens to put down the phone while driving and lead by example. Show them it's not safe to call or text while driving. Brought to you by Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents of North Carolina. Learn more at TrustedChoice.com.
When you go all out, you want an SUV that's all in. That's why Ford engineered a powerful, innovative SUV lineup. Because when it comes to choosing your next SUV, loyalty isn't given, it's earned. That's why Ford is America's best-selling brand. For great offers on a powerful Ford Explorer, Adventurous Escape, or the all-new Ford EcoSport, visit buyfordnow.com or see your Carolina Ford dealer today. Best-selling brand claim based on 2017 calendar year sales.
Just a couple minutes left on the show. We still have one more break to take as well. Thanks so much for being with us. Carolina in action again coming up on Wednesday at 9 o'clock against Duke. If you are a Carolina Insider podcast listener, Coby White, going to be our guest tomorrow on the show. Had a ton of fun talking to Coby. We'll talk to him about his freshman year, about his hair, about all kinds of stuff. So looking forward to that, in addition to getting you ready for the Duke matchup as well.
And Coby White was the defensive player of the game against Wake Forest, so I think that's it could be six game of the year. So he's really done a good job on the defensive end as well.
So that's Garrison and Coby have really grabbed control of that defensive award.
It's a two-team race right now. Two-person race, not two-team. Two-person race.
Coach, wanted to get one final question in before we need to take our last break. Came via Twitter from at UNC, his family. Said there's a report that former President Barack Obama is going to be at the game on Wednesday in Durham. And just wanted to know if you have any cool stories about interacting with former President Obama.
I did hear that. You know, things change in politics. There's no question about it. But I did hear that he would be there. He's been great to me personally. He's been great to our program. He's been great with our kids. I really enjoyed our interactions with him. And the funniest thing is, and I have the picture up in my office, and some of you folks may have it too, is a picture of our team there at the White House after the 09 season. And one guy stands out. Everybody's got on a dark suit except me. I got on one of my sport coats. It feels good. Looks good. And all of a sudden I realized, and I turned around, I said, President Obama, I apologize. He said, what for? And I said, I'm the only person up here that doesn't have on a dark suit. He said, I'd give anything to wear your sport coats. but he's been fantastic in all of his situations with us. A couple of years ago when he came in during the campaign, and he set it up to have a picture made with our team, but he's been great.
We're going to take our final timeout, come back, wrap things up with Coach. It's the Monday, February 18th edition of Roy Williams Live from Learfield, IMG College.
What do customers think about Bojangles Cajun Filet Biscuit?
When I'm craving a chicken biscuit, I go to Bojangles. It's just a perfect combination.
The flavor of the Cajun Filet Biscuit is just like nothing else out there.
The ingredients are fresh. You can taste it. There's nothing like it. Come on, it's the Cajun Filet Biscuit. It's got that crisp on the outside, and then you have that Cajun seasoning.
You can't get any better than this.
It's Bojangles. They know chicken.
For a limited time, get Bojangles Cajun Filet Biscuit combo with a fixin' and a drink for just $4.99. Bojangles, it's bow time.
UNC fans, when you're looking for a unique shopping and dining experience, make Crabtree Valley Mall your game day, any day, all day destination. Crabtree offers more than 200 unique shops like Michael Kors, Brooks Brothers, Oakley, J. Crew, Pandora, Altered State, and Allen Edmonds. Plus restaurants such as the Cheesecake Factory, Fleming's Prime Steakhouse, and Seasons 52 Fresh Grill. For a complete lineup of our stores and restaurants, visit us at shopcrabtree.com. Crabtree Valley Mall, Glenwood Avenue, Raleigh.
Cruisers Convenience Marketplace wants to give you two tickets and a VIP experience to the Carolina Duke game at the Smith Center on March 9th. One lucky winner will receive two tickets to the game, a pregame reception, photos on the court, and more. To enter, simply text HEELS to 34-34-34 between now and February 28th. Details and more ways to enter at cruisers.net/Smith Center. Cruisers, good to go.
When the lane's packed on the court, you go to the open player. When the lane's packed on the highway, you go to ProPilot Assist, the 2019 Nissan Rogue. Now with available Nissan Intelligent Mobility technologies like ProPilot Assist that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own. Nissan Rogue, for the win. Get to Nissan, proud partner of Carolina Athletics. ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
My name is Sammy Culberson. I'm the owner of the Chick-fil-A in Chapel Hill. As Tar Heel fans, our team would like to invite you to dine in with us before or after the next UNC athletic event. Chick-fil-A, located just off 15501 on Estes Drive inside the mall, is the perfect place to enjoy a great-tasting hand-breaded Chick-fil-A sandwich. Don't have time to dine in? Use our new Chick-fil-A One app to place a mobile order and skip the line. Or call ahead to order a Chick-fil-A nugget tray and a gallon of fresh-squeezed lemonade for your tailgating and party needs. Our Chick-fil-A restaurant is a proud sponsor of the Tar Heels.
All right, we have about a minute left on the show. Running a little low on time, Coach. We talked about Carolina Duke earlier. It's 9 o'clock coming up on Wednesday night. Again, Radio Wise will be on at 8. And Two good teams, always a great environment, and should be a great night over in Cameron.
Well, I hope it is. I think they're a fantastic team. They've sort of separated themselves. There's three or four teams there with them, and we're in the notch below that, I think. But the best team doesn't always win on game night, so we got to play our greatest game of the year. If we do, it's going to be a wonderful atmosphere. It's going to be a wonderful game. Two great programs, great kids on both teams, and you know, you've heard me say before, I'm very flattered to be involved in during the game. It's got 100% of my attention, nothing else. But we got to go and we got to try to play the best we can play.
Live from top of the hill, Roy Williams Live has been brought to you by your Carolina Ford dealers. Check out Ford's unstoppable lineup of SUVs at your Carolina Ford dealer. Proud partner of Carolina Athletics. Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents of North Carolina. Distracted driving is a serious problem. Don't text and drive. And by Wells Fargo, proud supporter of Carolina Athletics. Wells Fargo is established 1852, reestablished 2018. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Tar Heels Sports Network.